if any human being is hungry and has not eaten for a long time, and suddenly he gets some food, then how much he will be happy and there will be glee on his face. If he is thirsty or if she is thirsty and is very deep thirst, dry lips, the poor soul has not had something to drink for days, and suddenly water or some liquid is presented to that person who is thirsty, and how can you imagine how happy that person will be? There's somebody in the world and he's trying to attain wealth, accrue wealth, amass wealth, and he suddenly gets a mass of wealth. Can you imagine how happy that person will be when he attains that wealth or she attains that wealth? Us people, alhamdulillah, this moment in time, we are in this search of wealth. Allah Ta'ala has given us such a great month, Allah Ta'ala's blessings and mercies, that before death, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us a great month and an opportunity, that our maqsad, our objective, our purpose for the hereafter, which is the earning of the hereafter, to amass the wealth of the hereafter, that's our maqsad, isn't it? And to attain good deeds, to practice good deeds, to perform good deeds, to attain the rewards for those good deeds, and on such opportunities in these moments in this month. And this is after Asr prayer, the great moment of the day, and we are close to Iftar, the breaking of the fast time. This is the high grade time. This is the high quality time, these ayyam, these moments and minutes in the fasting day. This is the time of uruj, of height in terms of deeds, practicing worship and asking, paying attention to Allah. From Asr until Iftar, this time is very precious, very valuable, very essential for us to partake in this time and benefit. Because we, alhamdulillah, we desire that we earn totally in this month. Totally in this month. So Allah Ta'ala, can He please give us such a time, an opportunity, a moment, so we can grab it. And in that time, when we grab that moment, we ask Allah, He gives us such an amal, such a deed, about which the Imam, the head of the Prophets, the Amir of the Prophets, the master of the two worlds, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said that this is such an amal, that this is khairum ma dunya wa ma fiha, that Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to practice such a deed, that in this world we're living, whatever is in this world, this deed we're about to do is greater and more worth than everything in this world. Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq that if this amal insan, wherever he sits and performs this deed, doesn't have to be a masjid, doesn't have to be the house of Allah, wherever we sit in the world and do this amal, then due to this deed that we are here for today, this deed is so full of noor and light, that due to the light of that deed, that the people who abide in the heavens, in the skies, they will look towards this world, and you will see the glowing stars when you look up, and they'll be looking towards us at that time when we're doing that deed. Allah has given us such a deed about which it has been mentioned, that that individual or group of people or insan or human being performs that deed, then in the heavens, due to that deed that person is performing, so many angels gather together, so many angels get together, so many angels that they surround that individual or gathering when he performs that deed, that from the earth to the skies to the heavens to the throne to the arsh of Allah, it is full with the heavens, full brim to the brim with the angels. And Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, mercy surrounds that individual or that gathering or that group performing this deed. So Allah's mercy surrounds that gathering or that person. And on that jama'ah, that group or individual, when they are performing this deed, Allah Ta'ala's sakina descends into their hearts. And such a way Allah Ta'ala allows sakina, peace and satisfaction and contentment to enter their hearts, that to this extent that the jama'ah of the sahaba, they heard that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, shall I not tell you a deed which will be the best from all of your deeds? It will be the best from all of your deeds, and it is better than spending your mal, your wealth in the path of Allah, and it will be a pure deed in the eyes of your Lord, your Creator. When you perform this deed, it will be pure in the eyes of your Lord, and it will elevate your deeds, your rank, your status, your heights, your rewards, and it will elevate your deeds to the heights, to the maximum heights. And it is such a deed that even if you're spending gold and silver in the path of Allah, it is more worth and valuable than that. Even when you are striving, Allah Ta'ala says, in that way, this deed is greater than that. And the Sahaba Ikram said, Ya Rasulullah, what is this deed? And Rasulullah said, Dhikr Allah. Dhikr Allah. So it's apparent, if a person attains this deed that we are seeking for, the success in this world, Allah's karam, mercy, His fadl, His blessings, such valuable time, the month of Ramadan, after Asr, the time of asking, the time of attaining, Allah Ta'ala has collected us in this masjid, in His home, and He's given us such a great deed of His dhikr. Look what a great deed this is. That so much praise, some hadith I have mentioned to you, presented to you. There are many hadith in this respect, and this deed of dhikr, it illuminates, it enlightens that place where he is sitting. The people in the heavens are looking down at that person, and that those people in the heavens, they illuminate what's around them. So imagine the person himself who's doing the dhikr, his heart, his batin, his body, internally, externally, it becomes enlightened with the dhikr of Allah. The dhikr of Allah is such a deed that, subhanallah, you know, you have a dirty cloth. A dirty cloth. Let you give my example, mashallah, you are pious people, and all the dirt, the dust is around me. I don't pray salah, I lie, I backbite, I commit fraud, and I cheat, and I have deficiencies within me, all of the deficiencies and the sins within me. And when a person is like that, how can he clean himself? How can he purify himself? How can he become a better person? But when he starts the dhikr of Allah, with abundance, with consistency, then Allah Ta'ala washes his sins away from him, and makes him like a nice, clean, white cloth. This is the quality that Allah Ta'ala has instilled into his dhikr. So this is such a deed. We shouldn't think that, do I have to do this? First I have to become pious, then I have to become sincere, then I need to become someone who's high grade in iman, then I will do dhikr. No. Even if a person is very dirty and impure, and he attains the great blessed month of Ramadan, then we should do the dhikr of Allah in abundance, so that all the deficiencies within us, the sins within us, they're there, yes. But to clean them, Allah Ta'ala has given us a cleansing agent, a purifying agent. The moments of Ramadan, look, for dhikr, there's no such thing that it is such a unique action that is special to only a few people. No, Allah Ta'ala says that all of my kalamats and my dhikr is great in its rank. Look, let's say Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Say it again, Subhanallah. Say it again, Subhanallah. What is this? You've just recited three times this kalima in jama'ah, in congregation. Subhanallah. What has this become for us? This, we now have become a group who are doing the dhikr of Allah. And those few moments that we are here together, that word that we just recited, Subhanallah, and just one kalima from within the great hadith of dhikr, look at the barakah of this kalima, of this dhikr we've just done, the blessings of saying Subhanallah, that on the scale of amal of deeds, this kalima I've just read, this will make it weightier, it will make it tilt to the side of acceptance. If I'm standing in my shop, I'm going in the shopping center, I'm driving my car, I'm walking in the dunya, okay? Or I'm traveling in the world somewhere from place A to place B, or I'm in a certain situation, that can I not recite Subhanallah on my tongue? There's no condition. You have to be sitting, you have to have wudu, you have to be sitting in the masjid that time. There's no condition your clothes have to be pure. There's no condition that your face has to be glowing, or your face should be towards the Kaaba. Or there's no great condition. This is not a big lengthy kalima. It's short. And Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that this kalima, when you recite it, it is greater than all of the world and what it contains. Imagine Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that all of the world, and in this world and the hereafter, whatever is in this world. Now look around us here, left and right, forward, backwards, gold, silver, wealth, women, men, houses, mansions, kingdoms, presidents, prime ministership, ministerships, everything. خَيْرٌ مِن دُنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. So what he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said is truth. Nobody can doubt it. Nobody can refute it. Nobody can reject it. So what is this kalima? And it said about the whole Qur'an I'm speaking. If Rasulullah SAW said that, recite the whole Qur'an, or pray 1,000 nafil, or Allah Ta'ala could have said via Rasulullah SAW that, go and do tawaf of the Kaaba if you want this reward, or go and do hajj if you want this reward, then if we do all of those actions, it's better than all of the world and what it contains. But no, he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what action is there that is better than this whole world and everything that's in this world, that's contained in this world? Put it to one side. There's no value of this world and what it contains. What is that deed? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, once, just say Allah. that is more valuable than the whole of this world and what it contains. So valuable is this word, Allah. What are we saying? Allah. What will we say? Allah. The whole world, all the treasures of the world, because we think this is treasure, and the treasure about which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning, talking about, only those people, only he knew and understood the reality, because he got wahi, revelation from Allah. And he's speaking about the treasure. That forget this world and what it contains. That this statement, blessed name of Allah, is greater than the whole world and what it contains. So tell me, how much pain do we have to spend or give out? How much effort do we have to spend to do the dhikr of Allah? Is it stopping us from work, study, business, living our lives in this world? Is dhikr of Allah preventing us from succeeding in the world? All we have to say is Allah. And I said, okay, let me shorten it further than that for you. Let me shorten it further than that for you. Okay, if you can't say it from your tongue, if you have to waggle your tongue, you have to expend some energy, or you have to move the tasbih in your fingers. And I said, okay, don't even do that. And let me take that pain and strain and effort and striving away from that. You have to move the tasbih, or you have to move your tongue. Your tongue gets tired and dry, your lips get dry. You have to make effort to do dhikr. Allah said, okay, let me take away all the effort. Let me put a machine in your body. You just focus towards that machine, and automatically that machine will reverberate and vibrate and move and say the name of Allah. What is the maqsad of this machine? The heart. Allah said, I created the heart for this reason only, dhikr. When a child is born, the first thing that is made is the heart. When the child, the fetus is in the womb of the mother, what part, which organ is formed first? First the heart is made. When the doctor scans, the UV scan, after 6 weeks, 10 weeks, the 3 month scan, when they're seeking that child in the womb, is there a child there? Is it forming? The embryo, is it formed? The fetus, the child, and what is he looking for? Tuck, tuck, beating, beating. Ah, this child, it is alive. Oh, glad news, glad tidings to your parents, your child is alive. So the first thing Allah Ta'ala said, I created, first and foremost, the first organ, Allah said, tick, tick, the machine, tasbih, automatic is the heart. Allah said, remember, beware, always you have to use this organ. It will take away all of your pains and difficulties, and your heart keeps on saying, Allah, 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 and this is fulfilling its objective for what it was made. So Allah Ta'ala said, this is what we learn when we go to the walis of Allah. We go for this reason. We don't go to learn black magic. Oh Shaykh, why has this happened? Why do I have these feelings? My Shaykh, the Quran, the Hadith, everywhere you go and learn the teachings. If you want to become a person who prays Salah from the depth of his heart, if you want to become a pious person, if you want to save yourself from lying, if you want to instill good character, conduct in your heart, in your life, if you want to become a good Muslim, if you want to be saved from the difficulties and distress and worries and problems, if you want your as to be accepted in the court of Allah, if you want blessings in your mal, in your wealth, if you want your children to become pious, you name it, whatever you want to attain, then it is stated, do the dhikr of Allah, you will attain these things. Do the dhikr of Allah, you will attain these things. Because Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this to us. Allah has promised. The Quran is saying, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That the more you do dhikr of Allah, the more you remember Allah, Allah says, the more in abundance I will give you these things. But this is experience. My experience tells me this. Not one person, hundreds, thousands, hundreds of thousands of experiences. People who were worries, difficulties, depression, stress, mukhlis, and they had so many difficulties and worries of the world. They were taking antidepressants and tranquilizers and sleeping tablets. I've seen in my life, they weren't praying salah, they didn't have the company of the walis of Allah, they didn't go and tabligh, they were afraid and scared, and their heart used to be full of worries and issues, and the shaitan attracted them and surrounded them and immersed himself in their hearts, and they had nothing to their name, no deeds. Don't do nothing, just do one action. Go to the wali of Allah, learn one tasbih of dhikr of Allah, and make your heart alive. There's no condition upon this, there's no condition upon this. That's it. The first step you have to take, the first step you have to take, the first step on the stairs to the closeness to Allah is the dhikr of Allah. I guarantee to you. Now this is not good, is it? That we don't do good deeds, and we don't even want to do good deeds. Our heart doesn't feel like doing good deeds. This is not the quality of a Muslim. A Muslim lies, and he doesn't want to stop lying, or he drinks alcohol, and he doesn't want to leave the alcohol, or he smokes cannabis and he doesn't want to leave the cannabis. His eyes keep on wandering around looking at evil sights and he doesn't want to leave this. This cannot be a Muslim. If I don't pray and I don't want to pray, this is not good, is it, for a Muslim? I don't pray, but at least my heart should feel that I want to pray Salah. At least Quran, when I see the Quran, at least I should feel I want to recite Quran like people going to the masjid, they're reciting the Quran. I want to recite as well. I want to also go into congregation and pray Salah. I want to also sit in the company of good people. Does your heart feel this or not? Doesn't it? Tell me. Why doesn't it? So if your heart feels, and it cannot be that insan, his heart doesn't feel, oh, you're not praying Salah. His heart is feeling, he wants to. If he's ill, the jinnat or the evil forces have surrounded him. You know when you say that jinn has come into a person? The jinn has overwhelmed him. We say, oh, jinn, jinn. It's not a real jinn. Asal, it's the jinn. It's the person who doesn't pray Salah. Who doesn't go towards the house of Allah. Who doesn't save himself from the sins. So the jinn has grabbed that person. So this is not jinn. The Quran has said that the jinn has trapped him, grabbed him, and it doesn't make him go towards good deeds. It doesn't let his legs and feet go towards good deeds. Allahumma aftah fi aftah qulubina bi dhikrillah. Allah Ta'ala, he wants to break the seals of the padlocks around his heart. Allah says, recite my name and the padlocks will be broken. How can it not happen? Many people who didn't pray Salah, they took hold of the dhikr of Allah and they became people who prayed Salah. Many people who were doing bad deeds, committing sins, when they learned the name of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr and recited Allah Ta'ala's name and continued to recite and do dhikr of Allah, they needed no other assistance. Then the padlocks were broken automatically from their hearts and good times came into their life. Nobody has to tell him, pray Salah. He says, my heart feels itself, I want to pray Salah. I feel like myself, I want to go on tabligh. I feel like myself, I want to read Quran today. I feel like myself that I want to do good deeds. What is it that creates this? The dhikr of Allah. So at least we should do this action. At least we should go 2 feet forward, not 3 steps back. Let's go 2 feet forward and Allah will come and pull us towards Himself. My friends, if we're not in this situation, that is very dangerous for us. That we made a decision, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, naudhubillah, naudhubillah. We want to go to hellfire. We want the punishment of the hell, of the grave. And we want the continuous punishment of the hellfire. Allah Ta'ala said that if you don't pray, you will get this punishment. If you do bad deeds, that this will be the punishment. If you leave the congregation, you will get this punishment. We cannot change the Quran. We cannot change the Quran. So that means we are cooperating with Shaitan. We've made an agreement, a pact with him. Okay, Shaitan, I'll be your friend. Let me do the sins. The Quran says you've become his friend today. But when you will die, then the Shaitan will deceive you. He'll betray you. He'll say, I didn't tell you to leave Salah. I didn't tell you to leave the good deeds. And when we say, my friend, Shaitan, help me, save me. He said, go away, be gone with you. I didn't tell you to do, not to do these things. Be gone with you. I don't even recognize you. My friends, nowadays, in this day and age, we're in a very bad situation. Today is Ramadan. We can take Ramadan to assist us so we can understand this. If we are in a situation, we don't pray Salah, we don't feel like praying Salah, we don't do good deeds, we're not performing good deeds, then we are in a very ill state. We're in a bad state. We're in a negative state. Shaitan has surrounded us. Nafs has surrounded us. He's grabbed us. And he gives us inspiration. He's whispering into our ears, into our hearts, and we think we are totally fine. There's nothing wrong with me. Don't tell me, brother, I've got money, I'm wealthy, I'm happy, I've got a nice car. I feel like what I want to do, I can do. And I'm getting promoted in the world. Today, promotion is on the basis of the world. This is not promotion. This is deception. This is a flood that will take us away from the reality of the existence of the life and the hereafter. When a flood comes, it wipes away everything in its wake. Until today, I have not seen an individual human being. I'll give you my example. That a person whose heart is full when he has the abundance of wealth in his life. You will never see nobody in the life. Never will the heart be full due to the wealth. Why? Because there's illness in the heart. One is the disease of thirst. If you have thirst and you drink water and the thirst is not quenched, I don't know what that disease is. If you have hunger and you keep eating and the hunger is not fulfilled, then I don't know the name of that disease. But if we are good people, pious people, then we should realize that the world is temporary and it's a waste. For me, £10 is enough, £20 is enough. And my deen is successful and that's enough for me. Why should I keep on counting and running towards the world and in such a state that I leave Salah and I earn money? And I leave the congregation, I earn money? What is this? This is jinnat. The jinnat have surrounded us. Jinn. Shaitan, evil forces that have captured us, grabbed us, chained us, imprisoned us, surrounded us, cornered us. So what is the solution to get out of this situation? وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah says, nothing else. Spend your time with the people of dhikr. Allah says, okay, if you don't do dhikr, okay. Allah says, don't do dhikr if you don't want to, but do you want to solve your issue, your crisis? Do you want to solve this disease, eradicate this disease? Allah says, okay, if you don't do dhikr, fine. But at least go and sit in that gathering of dhikr. At least go and sit in that gathering. And the angels will become witness for you. The angel will say, Allah, there was a gathering. We've just come from it. Allah says, is it? There was a gathering. Allah, the angel will say, Allah, they want rewards. Allah says, okay, listen to the rewards I give them. First reward, I save. I forgive them all of their sins. Allah, there were many sinners there. There were cannabis smokers, drug dealers, people who drank alcohol, big sinners, and they reached there. He didn't know anything about dhikr. He had no intention for dhikr. He was immersed in the sins. Allah, you're saying you're going to forgive everybody? What about that person? He didn't come to do dhikr. He didn't have intention to be included in the reward. He was just walking past. He saw the gathering, said, oh, let me just sit and see what's going on here for a few minutes. And, you know, because there are such people, they're sitting there, they say, what kind of music is this? What qawwali is this? What music is this that the people are doing? This is disease. Jinnat have captured your heart, your mind, your soul. Allah says that the earth to the skies is full of noor due to dhikr. And he's saying this is music? This is qawwali? Astaghfirullah. How their minds are polluted today. And good people who have aql, intellect, brain, they have knowledge. And the shaitan and the jinn have captured them, surrounded them, sealed their hearts. Because we don't have the protection from shaitan and the jinn. So that poor soul, he comes, that brother, he sits in the gathering. Allah says, achah, my angels, was there that gathering? Okay, listen, I forgive all of them. The angels complain, there's Allah. But this person, he was useless. He didn't have intention to do dhikr. Allah said, he is also forgiven. Angels say, Allah, how was he forgiven? Allah said, because that gathering is so beloved in my eyes. The gathering of the dhikr of Allah is so great, so unique, that whoever comes and sits in that gathering, I will forgive that person. So at least we should do that much, that even if you don't want to do dhikr, you don't feel like doing dhikr, if you hear that there's a gathering of dhikr in your locality once, twice, thrice a week, then go and sit there. I guarantee you, due to the blessedness of this day of fasting, if there's anyone who's a sinner, because there can be nobody worse than me in sin, there can be nobody worse than me. I'll give you my example. Who doesn't feel like praying? I'm not a good person. If I can't pray, then I give guarantee to that person in this state of fast today. With the fast, I guarantee on this prayer mat today that if one person who doesn't pray salah, who doesn't read Quran, who doesn't do good deeds, who doesn't want to perform good deeds, he's the worst of the Muslims. If he makes one practice that where there's a gathering of dhikr and he goes and sits and includes himself in the gathering, even if he doesn't do the dhikr, alhamdulillah, when he departs this world, his face will be like the moon on the 14th night glowing, and he will go into paradise. I guarantee you this while sitting on this prayer mat. This is the promise of Allah. And we don't have the encouragement, the feeling even to do this. Look, we're sitting in this masjid. We come every Monday. Allah gives us the tawfiq. Allah calls us. And when we don't have the tawfiq, then we won't come. When Allah gives tawfiq, when we know, we learn there's a gathering here of dhikr, we come, sit. When you hear there's a gathering of dhikr, come and sit in the gathering. 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Don't think I'm a sinner. Someone's going to see me, a brother. Oh, what are you doing here, you sinner? I saw you earlier today. What are you doing in this masjid? You say, don't worry what you are seeing, brother. What difference does it make? Because my heart is being affected. So Allah is the one who calls, and Allah is the one who affects the heart, who makes the solution come to the heart. This is the guarantee of the Quran, inshallah. Even if you're on your final days, you will get that solution and that success. So will we do this or not? Tell me, brothers, inshallah. Promise in Ramadan, wherever there's a gathering, this is not my gathering. I'm not talking about my gatherings or the gatherings where I speak and perform the dhikr of Allah. No, wherever you see or hear there's a gathering of the dhikr of Allah, not a fake gathering, not dunyadari, not piri and muridi where the sheikh's coming to make his students, my scholar, my student, how many students have I got, how many hundreds have I got, where's my register of my students? No, khalis, pure for the sake of Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. Even if there's 3 people sitting doing dhikr, even then it's a gathering of dhikr. 8 people doing dhikr, even then it's a gathering of dhikr. Difference is not made by the numbers, quantities. Even if you're sitting in the gathering, you don't know each other. You don't know each other's faces. You cannot identify each other. You don't need to give and take from each other. And this is a gathering called the gathering of the dhikr of Allah. And that's a different path. And totally, we should come to this gathering without any other intention, no other objective, no other purpose. We have no link with anyone who comes here. No material gain, business gain, transaction gain. We have come here to recite the name of Allah. Just like the flies and the bees, they gather on the honey to attain the sweetness. And we are here solely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. And this is called the gathering of dhikr, and for nothing else. So where there is such a gathering, definitely make effort to go and sit in there. And listen to this other extra additional point. You don't even have to sit in the whole gathering. Look, brother, I don't have an hour. I don't have half an hour. I've got an appointment, my friend. I've got to be somewhere else, my friend. I'm going places. Okay, then in that case, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, even 3 minutes you are included and sitting in the gathering, you will get the whole reward of the gathering. Now tell me, will we do this or not? Do you promise? Never leave the gatherings of dhikr. I'm not saying for myself, I'm saying for the sake of the dhikr of Allah, because the gatherings of dhikr are such gatherings that there's no power in the world that they can cancel and annul and finish and end these gatherings of dhikr until and unless the order, the hukum of Allah comes. If the order of Allah doesn't come, then this dhikr gathering will continue. Why? Allah said, I created this action of dhikr so the people of the world can become good and pious and pray salah and leave the sins, and in their hearts can come sukoon, and so their children can start to love Islam. That's why Allah Ta'ala gave us this gathering of dhikr. Allah says, in the gathering of my dhikr, I allow the raham, the mercy, the sakina to descend. Where you see or hear about the gathering of dhikr, straight away go to the gathering, because Allah Ta'ala's special mercy and raham and sakina descends on the gathering, and Allah is focusing on the gathering. There cannot be dhikr in a place where Allah Ta'ala doesn't like the gathering. If Allah dislikes the gathering, those people, and doesn't like those people, then the gathering of dhikr will not take place there. Allah says that a person can only learn about a place where there's dhikr. Dhikr can only be performed in that house, in that village, in that city or town, where Allah loves that gathering, where Allah loves those people, and Allah Ta'ala wants those people to become good and correct. Allah sends them to the gathering. So first Allah Ta'ala sends that sinner to the gathering of the wali of Allah. You know, when you see that land, when it's not fertile, Allah Ta'ala makes the wind come, then the clouds come, then the clouds get more dense, then the weight of those molecules of rain overwhelms that cloud and the rain falls to the earth, and then that land where there's rocks and stones, it becomes fertile, and then the vegetation and fruit start to grow in that land. In the same way, when Allah Ta'ala wants to send His mercy and blessings, then the first thing that Allah Ta'ala does is sends the cool winds, the cool clouds. Allah Ta'ala sends that how? In the form of His wali of Allah. The wali of Allah is like the clouds and the rain on that infertile land. So the wali of Allah, that pious servant of Allah, is sent to that barren land, to that barren locality, to the people with dead hearts, and he starts to do the dhikr of Allah. Then he teaches the dhikr of Allah. People start doing the dhikr of Allah, and then they change, and that solution comes into life. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, the will, in this month of Ramadan. We will continue to do this gathering on Monday. On Thursday night, we will continue in Masjid Zakariya, and morning and evening, we also conduct this gathering of dhikr after Isha, after Taraweeh, after Fajr. All my life, 3 decades, 4 decades, 11, 12 months a year, if in the 11 months a year we do this, and if in this month we sit in this gathering, if we sit in this gathering, then see how your Ramadan will become full of light and nur. Just have courage. Just have the courage and have the intention to do dhikr of Allah. When you have the courage and you pull yourself together, then Allah will give us the guidance. If you don't have that desire, then Allah will not allow us to attain the rahmah. Let's start the dhikr of Allah. Recite the Durood Sharif.